in examining that, did you see any trends there? And what's the work on this game?
You know, like every player in the NFL, you have a goal that you have to work on. Just like when Tiki was here, you know, at one time, you know, you try to become a playmaker and you start to forget about the ball at times. A lot of his fumbles were trying to make things out of the box. And that's something, he has to work on this year, you know, having closure on the ball and just making, you know, paying more attention to taking care of the ball. You know, his style of run, kind of just like Adrian Peterson's the year before, that became his goal, and he was able to lessen that. So, you know, we all have something that we have to work on every year and prove, and that's one of the things he's got to prove this year, that he can take care of the team as well as the ball.
How much did Andre Brown change from the last time you worked with him?
He looks quicker. He looks a little slimmer. I mean, he's got great focus and things like that. We drafted him, and he's been able to show us talent, you know, that first year, and then he had the Achilles injury. And, you know, when a running back has an injury, it takes time for the legs to heal. But a lot of it was just the transition of college knowledge to pro knowledge. And some players, you know, they adapt a little faster than others. And he's taken the whole world tour, and he's had to learn a lot of different offenses out there. So, you kind of grow up a little bit. Yeah. So now I think he's going out there with a lot more confidence in himself, where he kind of questioned himself on everything a year ago. So pretty excited about it.
Ideally, what type of distribution do you have to see between
them? I mean, you know, obviously you would love to have an even distribution as best you can, but you know how it goes in a game. You aren't keeping tally, okay? And that's how it was when we had the three backs, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, whoever ends up having a hot hand out of the first two, you know, that's how that went to a certain degree in a certain plays that we had, and then you try to fill it in and say, hey, you know, in this situation, this is what you're doing. If we're throwing the ball an awful lot, it's going to be this guy. Because if you're not running the ball an awful lot and you're in three wides and so forth, well, we want a little more scattier type guy to be, you know, that's what you do. But if you're in a pound, pound, pound situation, now you all of a sudden you've been branded. And then if you're switching it up off and on, the defense and the linebackers can't really gauge who's in the game. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, here comes Brandon. He pops one for a big guy his size. He has that oddity for speed. He can actually turn the corner sometimes. So, you know, you're always trying to bang against the defense in a lot of different ways and certain plays. But we do want more of an even distribution if we can.